Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Out of 31 flavors, baby, you make 32. Let me scoop that on my comb, let me show you what it do. Open wide up, sesame. Open wide up, sesame. Out of 32 flavors.
You feel the scoop, I feel the cone. You feel the queen, I feel the throne. You feel the ride, I feel the saddle, baby. You feel the spoon, I feel the stir, you crazy. Be the power, I pay for the pleasure.
And I'm in your ear. It's like it just comes out like
life.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Harut. And today we're going to be doing another segment of Motivational Classroom with Harut the Oracle. And I am Harut the Oracle, of course. All right. So today is going to be about finding power through vulnerability. Now, I know that a lot of people, you know, when it comes to being vulnerable, you know what I'm saying, we lose it. You know, we just absolutely do not want to be vulnerable. You know what I mean? So, I thought it was very important. You know, the universe said today, you know what, talk about vulnerability. Because in this shift, guys, you know, with everything that's going on, this energy that a lot of us are not used to, that a lot of us are adapting to, a lot of us even on high levels are adapting to this particular energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's hitting us very unexpected, you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, bro, did you feel that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it happened live one time, you know, in the middle of one of the white shows on Fridays, and something happened, and we all was like, wait, something just happened, like, live, you know what I mean? I mean, it was cosmic, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I said all that to say that being vulnerable, guys, is your greatest strength. You know, a long time ago, I heard that saying, you know, vulnerability is our greatest strength. And it kind of stopped me, sorry, guys, I'm getting messages, too. Sorry, that just threw me off my kilter. Vulnerability, yeah. Vulnerability is your greatest strength, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, to be vulnerable is to be powerful, you know what I mean? So what we do in the motivational classroom segments is we pretty much discuss a topic, and while we discuss the topic, I pretty much write notes, and then I come back and I discuss my notes sometimes I have callers, like my brother said, you know, somebody, you know, would either be chiming in on the back end or either, would tell me their, would just give me, they would ask me questions or whatever. So we pretty much play the YouTube clip, and then we come back and we discuss like a classroom, right? So that's how these segments work. If you guys want to call in, the call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you're pressing 1 if you want to be in the caller queue. If not, you know, you can just call the number and just listen, and you can also listen online. Also, guys, I do offer oracle, tarot readings, dream decoding, spiritual constellations, all that good stuff. And if you look back in the archives, you can kind of get an idea on my oracle readings, because I only do oracle readings live on air. I really don't do the tarot, because it kind of, the tarot to me kind of gets more in depth and more in your personal business. You know what I'm saying? And I think that those really should be in a private session. But if you do want an oracle session, you can, you know, follow the show. You can definitely look out for the free readings that we do. You know, I know Dwight does them every other Friday as far as numerology readings are concerned. But, Jai will be doing live divinations coming soon. Jai wants me and her to come together and do live. So we're going to do more live readings coming soon. But for now, you know, guys, our pricing is very inexpensive. You know what I mean? So, guys, you can get a reading, a tarot reading. You know what I'm saying, for little to nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about the money for us, but, you know, we just want to know that you got the message and that, you know, you got the help and assistance that you need in order to guide you where you need to go. That's really the intention at the end of the day. So be sure that you contact myself, which is assistance services by Haru at gmail.com. Also, my IG is there as well as my Facebook business page. Go ahead and check out the reviews and see, you know, how I have impacted a lot of people's lives, you know what I mean? So yeah. So going back to vulnerability, now this YouTube clip is just about, 12 minutes long? So it's not long at all, guys. But, you know, it's very, very powerful. We all could use some tips and refreshment courses on vulnerability. So, guys, always remember that vulnerability is your greatest strength, and to be vulnerable is to be powerful, right? And this is how to find your power through vulnerability. And this is another YouTube clip by Rap Smart. The YouTube clip is not in the show notes as of now, but it will be in the show notes after the clip for you guys to go and check it out yourself. And, yeah, guys, peace and love, love and light. Happy, Monday? And we're celebrating Martin Luther King today? So, yeah, and also, guys, please be sure to tune in tonight for another great episode of The Craft Keeper. On the Craft Keeper tonight, Jamila is actually going to be inviting one of her very, very special guests, you know what I mean? I don't know if she wants me to publicly say who it is, but this is somebody very dear to her heart, and he is a published author. This is our youth, guys, you know what I mean, our youth. Jai, every third Monday of the month, Jai has what we call the Creative Corner. And what the Creative Corner is Jai pretty much, she kind of scouts out great talent, you know what I mean, people that are really not being recognized in the limelight, and she kind of scouts them out, and she's like, you know what, can you come on Creative Corner? You know, I would love to, you know, promote you, and you know what I mean? So that's what she does on The Craft Keeper, guys. Amazing, amazing thing. And tonight we have one of the youth, you know what I mean? And, guys, we always are stickler for supporting the youth, and he's an author. So be sure that you tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Central, for another episode of Craft Keeper. And all of that is going to be in our show lineup if you go to our main page. And you should see, it should say upcoming episode. But be sure that you're also joining our Facebook group, which is also in the show notes. If you join our Facebook group, you will see I always post the upcoming shows at the very top under announcements. So it's always going to be pinned. Everything that's coming up for the day will be always pinned to the top. Okay? All right, guys. So let's go ahead and jump right into the YouTube clip. And, again, this is a classroom segment on vulnerability. If you want to call in, 929-477-3423, be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right, guys, so how to find your power through vulnerability. And, again, this is about 12 minutes. This is Rap Smart. You can check him out on YouTube. Infinite Waters is his Facebook channel. And, yeah, guys, after this, I will play a song, and then I will come back to discuss.
Peace. Infinite Waters diving deep once again. We are out here. It's a beautiful day. Breathing in that beautiful prana, baby. How to find your power through vulnerability. Can you imagine what you would do if you knew nobody would judge you? Right? You would have people having threesomes, walking around butt naked, going into different shops and dancing in different strange ways, right? You probably wouldn't go to work. You probably wouldn't do your homework. You probably wouldn't pay your rent. But you would definitely spend time, more time, with a cat down the road. Can I get a hello? I got a question in from a woman who said she wants to be more vulnerable, right? But she's afraid. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey as a psychologist, counselor, and infinite being. You see, in a very simple sentence, do something that scares the living daylights out of you. That is how to find power through vulnerability. Right? Do something that scares you. Oh, did I just do that? Yeah, you did. Don't worry about it. Say something that frightens you. Go somewhere where you're going to get a lot of shocks going through your body. Right? And the more you do that, it's going to feel very uncomfortable. But the more you do it, you're going to feel right at home. Right? So when I started along my early journey making videos, I made a video called How to Decalcify Your Pineal Gland. Now, before I made that video, I was scared to put myself out there with these kinds of thoughts, these kinds of ideas which I was sharing. I thought, gosh, people might find me crazy, right? I was so scared. I thought, maybe I shouldn't do it. But that video now has over 1 million views and has helped millions of people all around the world. You see, when you are vulnerable, great things happen. You move more into your true authenticity. So once again, if you feel uncomfortable, that's a good sign. Right? Look, so many of us, we want to paint a perfect picture of how our life is. I do that sometimes. Why? Because I'm not perfect. Right? We want to show the world how well we're doing. Now, I speak of becoming your greatest version. What do I mean by that? Becoming, right? Becoming, ing. We're not finished. Oh, no, we're not finished. We haven't even started yet. Can I get a hello there? You gotta be happy with your perfect imperfections. You see, a lot of us, we love to share our joy with the world, but not our sadness. We love to post a picture on Instagram, taking a selfie. You got your makeup on, you're going to the gym, you're working out, you look great. But you see, we never show to the world the vulnerable moments, like when you first wake up and you look wonderful, right? Look, I used to make videos with my hair all over the place. And I've got a very weird feeling that is why I connected with so many millions of crazy deep divers, right? Because they accepted me with my hair all over the place, right? You got to expose yourself before, you got to expose yourself before other people do. Just like in 8 Mile, hit the beat. Yeah, I'm this, I'm that. I do live in a trailer with my moms, right? I've done a bit of that, a lot of that. I've shared how after becoming a psychologist, I had a breakdown. But the breakdown was actually the breakthrough. It moved me in the direction of my true life purpose. It moved me to my higher calling, right? So when you are going through a dark night of the soul, it's not negative. You see, vulnerable people are some of the most powerful people I have met, because they expose themselves, right? And that means you can't, you don't have any ammo to attack them with, right? So the great paradox of being vulnerable is that when you are vulnerable, you now open up yourself to the world, right? You got to get more intimate with yourself. You see, it's great to be in great crowds, but if truth be told, it isn't easy. I'm not here to tell you that becoming your greatest version is easy. I've been a vegan for over 10 years. Do you know how hard that is? Can I get a hello there? But I love it, right? I love making videos. But I've made so many mistakes. To be vulnerable, you've got to be okay with making mistakes. What's the difference between a master and a student? The master has failed more times than the student has even tried. Right? To be vulnerable, you got to be okay with falling down. And you got to be okay with reminding yourself that people are going to benefit from your story. You see, that's why I always say, this is what's helped me along my journey. Do you know how many emails I receive every single day by people saying, thank you? You went through that crazy mess and now, well, I don't have to go through it, right? And I'm like, don't worry about it, right? People learn through our mistakes, our flaws. That will be the greatest gift you can share to humanity. To be vulnerable, you have to wear your heart on your sleeve. You see, many of us, we're living upstairs. And I always tell people, I'm counseling people daily as a psychologist. When you are stuck in the mind, what happens? You are predominantly living in the ego. You see, the subconscious mind is our body. The heart is more powerful than the brain. That means very vulnerable people know the secret of moving more into their heart space. How do they do this? Well, they surrender. Right? Because a lot of us, we're defending ourselves all the time. Defense is attack. Let me explain. You see, when you are vulnerable, like the rose, a lot of people just stare at a rose. admire its beauty, but more so, are so surprised that such a beautiful flower is out in the open, right? And that's why, don't pick a rose, leave it. Leave it alone. Right, when you are moving more into your heart space, your relationships become more authentic. It's not just, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Fearful, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. No, your relationships take on a whole new meaning. Your relationship towards yourself takes on a whole new meaning. So going back to the first question we asked, can you imagine what you would do if you knew nobody would judge you? Right? Look, the first time you became embarrassed was the first time the ego emerged. There is nothing wrong with your ego. But you see, the heart has to lead you. The ego is more like a cheerleader, right? Okay? So once you fuse the two together, now you find the power in vulnerability. By
oh,
All right, all right, all right. In my Tiki Bradshaw voice, peace and love, soul family. Welcome back, welcome back. All right, guys. So Ralph kind of cut that one short, you know. Yeah, that was one of his earlier videos when he was just starting out. So, you know what I'm saying? I understand. In our earlier times, and even if you go back into the archives for this particular broadcast, you can see, you know, like, if you are doing something like on a world stage and you have not, you can look back at your work and you see that you have grown, you know what I mean? That's when you know that you're elevating in your craft, you know what I mean? When you can look back and see like, wow, I've grown, you know, and Ralph has grown so much. But yeah, that was Christina Aguilera. Beautiful, guys. That song is just so moving, right? So as you guys know, if you just tuned in, we are having a motivational classroom with Haru the Oracle, and this is finding power through vulnerability, all right? So how many of you guys understand vulnerability? You know, if you guys know about vulnerability, want to discuss vulnerability, how are you being vulnerable in your own life? You know, I know that we all took a hard hit, right, in my facetious pile voice, but a lot of us are dealing with our demons, y'all. A lot of us see, here's the thing. The universe gave us enough time to truly go within and do our work. But as humans, having a human experience, no judgment, right? What do? We sit on it, we sit on it, we sit on it. You know, we are always, you know, we are distracted externally. You know, we live in life, we work, and we workaholics, we this, we that. You know what I'm saying? But, baby, one thing that we cannot do, you can't run from you. You can't. So, you know, we've had a lot of time to do our work and to, you know, kind of clean up our shit, you know what I mean? But a lot of us just, you know, chose to just, you know, fly by the wayside, right? And that's okay. But here's the thing. You're being forced to do your shit now, see? You know, the energy has shifted, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the old paradigm, the Pisces paradigm, you know what I mean? The old paradigm, the old way of thinking, you know what I mean? That masculine paradigm is not in effect anymore, guys. You know, and that's for all our men and women. So you guys are being forced to do your shadow work. You know, and a lot of you are real uncomfortable right now. You know what I'm saying? And this is good. This is amazing. You know, I've done sessions with a few of y'all, and y'all are like, how is that good? You know, see, y'all don't like to feel uncomfortable, see? But see, y'all have to understand and begin to understand that that vulnerability is what's going to build you, what's going to, you know, elevate you to your next level. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, you know, as Shari says, you know what I'm saying, we have to sit in that hurt. We have to sit in that disappointment. We have to sit in that embarrassment. And we have to feel. Ooh. Y'all motherfuckers don't want to feel. That's it. That's the root right there. Y'all motherfuckers don't want to feel. And I don't mean to call y'all motherfuckers, but y'all don't want to feel. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the same way. Hey, Gemini energy. You know what I'm saying? Baby, I would suppress some shit and fly away from some shit in a heartbeat. But you know what I'm saying? It's times where, you know, the Taurus energy has to ground me. You know what I'm saying? Really. In my personal story, the Taurus energy had to ground me and really, you know, help me to realize that, you know, Keith, you have to, you know what I'm saying, you got to kind of be grounded, sir, you know. So, yeah, guys, you know, we have to use this energy for our highest elevation, right? Now, I have a caller, area code 917-324, that's been sitting. I'm not sure if they have a question. Area code 917-324, do you have a question? Do you have something to add to the conversation, or are you just listening?
Oh, I was just listening, but I can ask a question.
Sure, absolutely.
What kind of question can I ask?
I do want to let you know that this isn't a reading show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm really not doing readings. When I do readings, you know what I'm saying, I normally am geared towards your internal growth. You know what I'm saying? So if you're asking about, you know, will I get the job tomorrow, I'm not doing that live on air, but you can always email me at assistantservicesbyharu@gmail.com. But I will say this. If you have any type of internal question as far as your internal growth, I will do a quick read for you real quick.
Yeah.
But if it's not, if it's, okay, so, okay. So let's go. Let's go. We'll just turn it to a reading show. It's all good. We're going to go with the flow. You probably need this answer. So go ahead. What's your question? Well, let me tell you this first. What I am is an oracle. Yeah, what I am is an oracle. And the oracle deck that I use is called a Know Your Magic deck, right? And the Know Your Magic deck is pretty much geared toward your internal clarity. So any type of internal clarity, which I just explained to you, that you seek, right? So that is what this is about. No, Connie, this is a different person, but, you know, evidently I'm supposed to be reading. But it's all good. Go ahead with your – can I have your name first, please?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Okay, all right. And what's your question, sir?
Just, you know, internally, you know, what I'm heading towards, you know, I'm struggling, trying to find out direction where I'm going. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Direction in which you're going. Okay, so let me tell you something. What? Tell me about your spiritual walk. I'm going to assume that you're spiritual, not religious. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm both. I'm both, but more spiritual than religious.
Okay, that's all good. You know, a lot of us are incorporating, you know, it's a lot of us trying to find that balance between religion and spirituality. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, so pretty much going off of little information, what I pull for you is a card called Joy. Now, this is about the abundance. This is about joy. This is about, you know, joyful activity, you know, just pretty much things, you know, just joy in abundance. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what abundance means?
Yeah, I want abundance, yes, and I want joy, yes.
You want abundance. And you want joy, okay? And that's great. And see, you have to know that this is an attraction. See, this is not something that we go out and we find. This is something that we attract to us, right? So you have to begin to attract joy. You have to begin to attract abundance. You know, all of that stuff by via law of attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the law of attraction. So I would recommend for you to study the universal laws. I would recommend for you to tap more into your spirituality. You know what I mean? Like, understand that religion may have been a springboard for you to kind of get you kick-started off into the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going to be a time for you to tap into your spirituality, because the joy, the abundance, all of that, you know, good stuff that we call good, or that feel good stuff, you know, it comes automatically. You know, the universe will realign, you know what I'm saying? Because see, abundance is infinite, right? But see, you have to do the hard stuff first, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get in touch with your demons. You have to see, you know, like, if you're vulnerable, you have to do your shadow work. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know about shadow work, but, you know, I put the YouTube link here, you know what I'm saying? And when you go to Rap Smart's channel, you know, type in shadow work. Type in Infinite Waters shadow work, you know what I mean? Type in Infinite Waters, you know, abundance, you know what I'm saying? And start to study more. Start to learn more. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, start to study more. So, you know, ultimately, sir, I'm going to leave you with, you know what I mean, in order to get to that abundance that your heart desires, really seek, know that you're going to have to do your hard work. But I recommend at this time for you to be a student. So be a student and tap more into your spirituality. And if you ever need to hit me up for an in-depth reading, you know what I mean,
okay,
I can do an Oracle and Tarot session for you. And we could, you know, they start off for an hour long, you know what I'm saying? And I can literally give you the steps that you need to take, you know what I'm saying, in order to, you know, turn your life around. You know what I mean? I can help you more hands-on, but I'm not going to ask you your business on air, but I would need more information for you to give you a real accurate reading. What I just gave you was just a light reading to kind of get you started, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right, guys. So as you see, that was one of my light oracle readings, you know, but I do encourage you guys to email me, you know what I mean? And I also put my website there, too, I think. Yeah, one of my my backup website, because my main website is under construction. So check out my website, you know, check out my IG, check out my Facebook business page, guys. I do more in-depth readings, you know what I'm saying, to where we get down to business, right? So, yeah, going back to vulnerability, guys, most of you all do not want to do the hard work on yourself, and I get it, you know what I'm saying? It's painful. It doesn't feel good at times. I get it. But do not – one of the most important things while you're doing this work is to not judge yourself harsh. You know what I'm saying? Now, that can be kind of tricky because, you know, we're like automatically we judge ourselves, right? And we're so hard on ourselves. You know what I mean? That comes like – that's like an automatic program that we just do, right? But in reconditioning your mind and, relearning how to – you know what I mean? To kind of get more in tune with that abundant side. Let me say this. And that card just wasn't for him, guys. That card was for all of you. You know what I'm saying? That was literally my oracle pull for today. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, if any of you are feel like you're sorry, guys. If any of you guys feel like that you are I forgot where I was at. Sorry, guys. I got distracted real quick. But don't judge yourself so harsh. Be okay, you know, with making mistakes. You know what I'm saying? You know, as Cisha says, you know what I'm saying? It's just earth, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just take it so literal, and we just take, you know, we take it to heart and all of this stuff. You know, it's just earth, y'all. I mean, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're so hard on ourselves, guys. You don't have to be hard on yourself. You know, surrender. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us have a challenging time when it comes to surrender. You know what I mean? Surrender, guys. Learn to surrender. You know what I mean? Be happy with your imperfections, guys. Please note that perfection is imperfection. You know what I mean? So, you know, remember that. You know, we like to, we always like to post about how happy we are. We like to take these selfies, you know, oh, happy life, happy. You know, and also we don't, you know, when it comes to the negative part and when it comes to the shadow side of ourselves, we find ourselves in total disarray. Why? Because we have yet not learned how to handle that part of ourselves. And to be honest with you guys, through the darkness is which came the light. You know what I'm saying? So one of my mentors said to me not too long ago, and it shook me right out of my shit. He was like, that dark shit, all that shit, the abyss, all of that you're going through, you didn't have to learn how to embrace that part of yourself, Keith. It's not really about balance. It's about harmony. See, your heart desire wants to get to that place of harmony within you, bro. That's what he told me. And it just snapped me right out of my shit. You know, I was like, whoa, you know. Hopefully he'll come on the show and talk, but he's very, very, very private. But, yeah, guys, your imperfections are perfections. You know, no matter what you did, who you did it to, you know, always make it right. You know, call, apologize, do all that good stuff. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, know that all of that imperfection shit, all that imperfection shit was perfection. You know what I'm saying? Because if you didn't navigate and move in those ways, you know what I'm saying, how would you even come to a place of you wanted to learn and you wanted to grow? So you needed all of that experience in order to get you to where you're at in the moment that you're in. So it's all great. It's all for you. And, you know, as Bobby Hemmett teaches, what the fuck is morality? What is morality really but a collective agreement of how shit should be and how shit should go? Do you know different cultures have different moralities? So here we are in this European paradigm of morality of how shit should go. You know, you should feel guilty because you did wrong and you did this and you not. No. You know what I'm saying? Morality is whatever is encoded within you. Whatever you feel morality is, that's what morality is. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it. You know, pretty much myself, I'm a creator. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I come here to create. I didn't come here to relive old shit. You know what I'm saying? I come here to pave a new road, to enhance the new earth. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing here on Enhancing Awareness. We're not rehashing old shit. We're making lanes. You know what I mean? We're creating freeways and shit. You know? We ain't going backwards, bro. You know what I mean? So that's what that is. So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm grateful to all of the hosts that's on the platform because we all are in sync, in alignment with the same vision. Some of us are having issues on our own personal, you know, thing, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you having to fall back and then come back, you know, however, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know, me, myself, wanted to fall back and throw it all away. You know what I mean? But, you know, we have to realize the bigger picture. And the bigger picture, we got to keep going. See, the secret is we never give up. We keep going. You know what I'm saying? Even through that shit. We just keep going. And we have to understand and remember that the bigger vision is that we're creating new freeways for Earth. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing here. So enough of that, guys. Back to vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? Expose yourself. Be transparent. Ask for help. And this is to our men. See, our men, y'all are not opening up and y'all are not asking for help when y'all know y'all drowning. Y'all got to stop that shit. I don't care who the fuck it is. I don't care if you got to talk to a tree, the water, a shoon, you know what I'm saying, a basala, whoever. Y'all got to open up more, y'all. Y'all got to start asking for help. You know what I'm saying? Just take advantage of these private sessions. Who's going to judge you? The reader? You know, now, not all readers are good readers. I will say that. But the reader shouldn't judge you. You know what I'm saying? You should feel comfortable getting a reading. I mean, hey, some of y'all know me personally. Y'all don't want to tell me y'all business like that. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But go to somebody, y'all. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? And stop trying to evaluate them, you know, until you get a feeling of trust and shit. Just step out and just do the shit. You know what I'm saying? It can either go good or bad or whatever you perceive it to be. You know what I'm saying? But you got that experience. If you didn't have a good experience, just keep going. Choose another reader. But y'all got to step outside of y'all comfort zones, y'all. Y'all too fucking comfortable, men. Y'all too fucking comfortable in y'all own shit, in y'all own egos and shit. You know what I'm saying? To where y'all not opening up. That shit got to stop. Because in my profession, I get 80% of women, only 20. I can count probably on one fucking hand in the 4 years that I've been in business, how many men I've gotten. One fucking hand. One. What's up with that? Y'all tripping. I'm serious. Y'all tripping. And see, y'all gonna get left behind. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, who are getting help, who are getting in tune. And y'all men are too. Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of men out there who are on that shit and who are trying to get in tune with themselves. But shit, the shit, like Ralph said, the shit isn't easy. It's not. And I'm a living witness. You know what I'm saying? I've been at this since 2010 as far as my spiritual shit. The shit ain't easy. 7 rehab numbers within that time frame. You know, spiraling into drugs and alcohol and addiction, my shit was not easy at all. You know what I'm saying? Add drugs and alcohol to all of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Done died many of deaths. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Doing my work. I'm not giving up. Men, I encourage y'all to open up and ask for help, y'all. If not, y'all gonna die. Straight up. And that's just what that is. So if you feel comfortable, if you feel it in your heart, you know what I'm saying, you can always book a reading with me. Intuitive Energy Readings by Haru. That's my Facebook business page, which is there. Check out my reviews. You see all the women who have gotten readings from me. Only a few men there. You know what I mean? Probably one or two in the reviews, you know. Come on, y'all. And, you know, some of you women, too, you know what I mean? Y'all are, you know, so stuck in your ways and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, you know, hey. Anyway, vulnerability is your greatest strength. Know that to be vulnerable is your greatest power, y'all. And I love y'all to life. And, yeah, we're going to go out with some Al Green, Simply Beautiful Guys. And, yeah, please be sure that you're joined our Facebook group, you know, caller. Please, if you want to book a reading with me privately, go ahead and email me. And I'll give you more information or go to my Facebook business page. And you can book an appointment through there and send me a message through there. What else? Yeah, if you want to come on our platform and, you know, you have, like, something you want to teach, you want to be a guest, you know, just email us, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. All of our admins have access. Well, me and Jai and Lisa, you know, the main admins and Tiki, we have access to the, you know, so one of us will get back with you. On that, and yeah, guys, join our Facebook group because all of the updates go to our Facebook group. We also have a trip that's coming up, you know, at the latter part of the year, the Rejuvenation Soul Retreat, I think, something like that. But again, join our Facebook group to get more information on that. All right, guys, it has been wonderful, like always. Again, I love you guys to life, and if you need us, please. Use any contact avenue to contact us, guys. Until next time, peace and love. Be sure to join Jai Miller tonight, where she's inviting a very, very special guest on the Craft Keeper. But this is one of her Creative Corner segments where she highlights great art. You know what I mean? And this is a young published author, our youth. And yeah, please be sure to tune in for that. All right, guys, and that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central. All right, till next time, peace and love. Thanks, Sonny, for listening.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. Hey.
I could say about you, girl. I could say that I